Good morning. I've just got back to Fiber Camp Studios. It's just past 20 to 11. Last week, Lee Barlow from Framework, at Framework underscore HA, got in touch with me because we're starting to do a bit of a blueprint for making social media content, that is audio, video, and blogging. And we've started today by doing a little audio interview with two members of the team of Framework. Do you work at Framework as well? You do, don't you? And I'm with Catherine and
Dawn.
I forgot it. I've only had half a cup of coffee this morning. Now, you're doing something for Framework which involves a bicycle.
Yeah.
Explain this bicycle quest.
It's 300 miles over 4 days, cycling from London to Paris.
Okay, so I presume you're doing this to raise money?
Yeah.
Okay, so is it for the Framework charity?
Yeah, doing it to raise money for Framework. We got an email, didn't we, last year, asking whether people wanted to do the cycle challenge to raise money for work. And it was sent through from our fundraising team. And there was initially five of us that volunteered to do it, and it's ended up being just me and Dawn.
Hang on a minute. Why was there five and now there's only two? Do we need to call out these three people who let you down?
You could do. Might feel better.
I can see in your face you want to, but you're probably thinking better of it.
Yeah.
So I presume you've done some training for this.
We have.
So explain a little bit about how you've gone about training.
Well, Discover Adventure actually gave us a formal training plan, which was over 20 weeks. But alongside that, we've also done spinning, and that's helped us to develop a style. And we've been out most weekends cycling from early on, 15 to 20 mile, up to now 65 to 75 mile, both Saturdays and Sundays, so it's taken up a lot of our time.
How does that feel to do 75 miles? I've never done that kind of amount of, I mean, do you come off the bike with your legs shaking or what, you know, what kind of rush is it?
Well, if you'd have asked us how we were going to manage 80 miles about 5-6 weeks ago, we did 250s, didn't we? We did a weekend of 250s. Yeah. And by 55, we were really slowing down. We were like, oh, God, I don't know how we're going to do this. And then when we did 77, and we said, this was last weekend, weren't it? Mm. And we said, you know what, we could just still continue. It's just the kind of amount of time we put into training, but the progress that you think back and you think, God, how hard it was just to do 50. And then now we're doing 75 and we still feel okay.
Okay.
It's just brilliant.
Well, there's one important thing that we haven't really said here is that you're doing 300 miles, but you haven't really told people where those 300 miles are. You're doing it to Paris.
Yes.
So tell me about the logistics of going to Paris.
You pronounce it better than me. French places.
We set off from Greenwich down to Dover, and then obviously we go on the ferry. They don't expect us to swim.
That'd be impressive, though.
Yeah, it would. You could
do it by the meter, couldn't you, donations?
We could, yeah. Then it's Calais to Arras, the first leg, that's 80 miles. Then Arras to Campignon, that's another 80 miles. And then on the last day, it's 60 miles, and we actually finish under the Eiffel Tower.
Wow. So in terms of support crew, how is it? I mean, it's not just you two on bikes, surely?
No.
Okay, so tell me who's going to be involved and, you know, what's the logistics of this?
It's done by Discover Adventure.
Yeah, Discover Adventure.
110 doing it all together.
For various
That's
charities,
fantastic.
Yeah. They have done three other challenges, the same challenge three times during the year, so we chose the end of the year so we'd have more summertime for training, if you can call it summertime. But they will have support vehicles that will come along with us. They carry our main luggage from one destination to another, and we'll just have our daily supplies on our own person during the ride.
So how much have you raised so far, and how much would you like to raise?
We've not really totaled it up, but my husband has raised £400 at work just with his work colleagues, which they've never met me, and I think that's absolutely marvellous.
I think we can make that a lot more with this content we're going to put out, a lot more.
Mm. We did a charity ball, didn't we? Because
we did.
You have to raise the funds as well to be able to do it, because obviously the hotel costs and food.
Yeah.
So we did a charity ball, didn't we?
We did.
A Winter Wonderland in January, which were really successful towards the end. It were absolutely packed, weren't it?
It was. And it was, although it was a team effort, Jane Revel and Marie really stood out in our team and really supported us and helped get that off the ground. And they shouldn't be overlooked.
No, definitely not.
So how do people looking in, because we're going to be sending this to a lot of different places, my blog and put it on the framework stuff, where do people go to help you out? Have you got like a website where people could donate?
We've got Just Giving, which is Catherine and Dawn's page. I can't remember.
If you send me the link, I'll put it onto the...
And then you can also do it through that, but you can also text message. And we have like a code and you can text message to, I think it's 770, the code and the amount you want to donate. So, or you can donate to me and Dawn directly because we've got sponsor forms as
Well, I'll make sure all those details are on the form. When do you set off?
Next Wednesday.
We actually go down to London on the 6th, stay overnight in Greenwich, and then we set off at 7:30 on the
Wednesday morning. Yeah.
Well, you're doing a fantastic thing, and will you be documenting it on the way? Are you going to take photos and
stuff? I've like got Facebook and everything, so I'll try and keep reporting where we are and whether we can still walk.
Yeah, that's going to be the most important thing, isn't it? Being able to get to the next leg. Well, thank you very much for coming in,
thank you.
All the best with it, and I hope you raise lots of money.
Thank you. That's great. Thank you very much.